Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center donor relations consultant Chris Chasto about the need for blood donations this summer. This is part one of a two-part interview. In Washington County, how is the turnout for blood donors so far this year?
I'm so glad that you reached out and wanted to do an interview. We definitely see like a 15 to 20% deficit in collections for 16, 17, and 18-year-olds all across our collection area. That would include Washington County as well. There definitely is a community drive or two coming up in Washington. The Knights of Columbus, they're part of the community rotation where a different group hosts every 56 days, and they will be hosting next Thursday on June the 21st, and they'll be at the KC Hall from 1:30 until 6:30. So if people feel like they just haven't been able to get out and get that done, you know, save some lives, check, they can go to the KC Hall or that Saturday, June the 23rd, will be right downtown in the square. We're bringing our big mobile bus for the Washington County Relay for Life, and we will be in the square from 9 until noon. So definitely two opportunities for those 16, 17, 18-year-olds and older to come out and plus, you know, keep up with the demand for blood this summer.
You said that there's a 15 to 20% deficit in those teenage years. Is that just for the summer you're referring to?
Yes. So once school is out, so June, July, August, and then usually into about the middle of September until they're up and running again and we start having schools host blood drives, every single year we see that deficit in collections, which is amazing because during the school year, those 16, 17, and 18-year-olds, you know, are supplying 15 to 20% of the overall total community blood supply. So really amazing. But typically, they do take the summer off because they're working, they're doing internships, they're playing baseball, they're traveling to the fair, they're going on family vacations. So that's typically why we don't see them. It also isn't always as convenient. You know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. We're at the high school, you know, they're seeing the posters and their friends are asking them to participate. They're also is the added bonus of, you know, getting out of class for an hour and, you know, being in the gym with some fun music and treats, some refreshments and stuff after they donate. So sometimes when you take all of those things off the table and then just add their busy schedule, that's why we don't see them in the summer months.
Is the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center doing more this summer to try and get more blood donations out there as far as scheduling more drives or promoting awareness?
You know, it is a little bit like banging your head against the wall. You know, despite the fact we try to educate groups on the critical need during the summer months, many times they're busy as well, and it's not an ideal time for them to, you know, garner participation maybe at their particular businesses or churches, or obviously we're not in the schools much in the summertime, although there are a few groups that do host summer blood drives. But for the most part, it's a hard sell to get groups to sponsor drives in the summer. So having an established rotation like we have in Washington ensures that every 56 days, so in your community, including June and August, that there's already blood drives on the books that we can count on. So we do try to annually roll those drives over so that helps us keep a robust, you know, collection and keep the blood supply where it needs to be. But it definitely is challenging in the summer months. So we do typically offer incentives that we don't offer, you know, throughout the rest of the year when collections are higher. So, I mean, it's not a substantial kind of incentive or enticement, but, you know, if you come out between July 2nd and the first week of August, you know, you can get either a $5 Amazon gift card or a $5 Subway gift card. So just a little extra thank you for the people who are, you know, taking their time during the months when we really need them to come out and, you know, roll up their sleeves and save some lives. So that's a concerted campaign throughout the course of the summer. We're calling it 100 Days of Summer. So that's sort of that time when you can receive those incentives.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center donor relations consultant Chris Chasto about the need for blood donations this summer. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.